This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've done a lot of talking about, you know, the trees that go in the house for Christmas trees. We've talked about some indoor houseplants. And one of the things that I haven't really talked about, and I know we'll put a article about it out at some point soon, is poinsettias, or poinsettias, poinsettia, poinsettias, whatever you want to call it, however you want to call it. Those are a great Christmas plant that have gotten a bad rap. For the longest time, people would say poinsettias were poisonous, and they would kill us. Well, you'd have to eat your entire weight. So I bet you could start chewing now and still not have an issue with it. So poinsettias are not poisonous. I want to make sure I say that a million times. They're a great little Christmas houseplant. Anyways, I have a call on the line, so I want to get into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Fred's in Andover.
Fred, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
Question. Good morning. Sure. I have two plants in pots outside. I think they're geranium and begonia. And now it's the winter time. I'm trying to move those two pots indoor. I have a sunroom. Is there anything special I have to do with this pot? There are quite a few annual flowers.
Yeah.
Flowers. Yeah.
So you're looking to bring them into that room, right?
Yeah.
So one of the things I would do is, you know, I would definitely, as a precaution, spray the plants down with like a neem oil. And at this point, if they've been outside, some of them, the temperatures have probably killed the majority of any of the insects.
I already put them in the garage, so they're still quite green and alive.
Okay. So before bringing them inside, just as a precaution, always spray your plants with some sort of oil for a suffocant, mm-hmm. right? A neem oil or an all-seasons oil. Because those little insects coming inside can, once they come inside from outside, they just explode and kind of go everywhere. So I would definitely be looking at doing something along those lines to protect the plant. Mm-hmm. As far as bringing them inside, making sure you have some sort of plastic tray underneath.
Mm-hmm.
Could be, you know, just to hold the water, any runoff. To help protect your floor. But bringing them in, and you're not going to need to water as often, and you're not going to need to fertilize during this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because this time of year, the plant kind of goes into a dormant period. Now, it still needs the sun. It still needs, you know, the airflow. It'll still need water maybe once a week. But it just wants to go dormant. It just wants to rest. Okay? And so you don't have to do a lot to it. Like fertilizing, I wouldn't even think about doing anything unless you were, you know, unless you're noticing something going on. And at that point, it's most likely a watering issue or an insect, and you'd be able to tell that. With the plants, though, so, you know, like I say, you don't have to water as much, but you don't want them to completely dry out. You don't want it to be, you know, when you look at the soil when it's wet versus when it's dry, you can tell the difference. There's a very light brown or the dark brown. The dark brown's when it's wet. You don't want it to get to the light brown where it kind of also shrinks and comes off the pot a little bit. That's too much. That's not enough watering. So what you kind of do is you play around with it and you say, all right, I'm going to water today and I'm going to watch it. And maybe I'm going to start at 7 days. And at day five or six, you kind of look at it and say, I probably should water it. Or, nope, still wet. And then on day seven, you look at it again and say, oh, maybe I can wait another day. You want to try and let the plant have its dormant period. Okay, so those are the biggest things to prepare them for indoors. And then on top of it, is it heated?
Yes.
Just make sure that you don't put the plants, like, on top of the heater or right next to the heater. But if you do, then you're going to need to water a little bit more often because they're going to dry out differently. That's the difference between the inside versus outside. Is at least outside, when it's warm, there's humidity, so there's moisture in the air. Inside the house, we tend to take a lot of the moisture out of the air, right? And so they dry out a little bit quicker if they're next to a heat source. So you might have to look at it a little bit more at that point. So that's, you know, there's the multiple ways to kind of look at the watering, but that's really the biggest thing you're going to need to be doing during the winter months.
Okay. I don't want to say that keep on watering, let them keep on blossoming or blooming.
Well, are they blooming currently?
Yes.
I mean, so you can still keep on watering, keeping them going, I'd say probably until like the end of the month, you know, into mm-hmm. January, and usually then have a slow period. It's kind of like, you know, think of like a poinsettia. Once it's done blooming, yeah. It slows down. A lot of people will throw them away, but they can go into a dormant period and then come back for you next year. So kind of think of it as that way, where they need a couple months to just relax and rest.
Okay. Okay, is that better? I just keep them in the garage or in a cool basement? Would be that easier?
You could do either, but, you know, if they're blooming right now, why not get the benefit of seeing the blossoms inside? You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Why not? Okay. You could do either, but I think I'd put them by that nice window if you could and enjoy them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Should I trim them down?
Not at this point. So let them finish blooming. And if you need to trim them down, go ahead. You know, prune them back so that there's not as much energy is going into the plant. It can focus back on its root system, redeveloping those types of things. But usually once it's done flowering on those guys, that's when you can kind of pinch the flowers off.
Yeah.
And keep them going. But bringing them inside is going to get them so they turn from an annual to almost a perennial because, mm-hmm. you know, you're keeping them through the winter mm-hmm. and keeping them going.
Okay, yeah, all set. Yeah.
Okay.
I think the key point is the neem oil, right? Because last time I brought some plants in, and yeah, as you said, all the bugs coming out like crazy.
Yeah, no, definitely. The neem oil and doing it before they come in. And then you might need to do it a couple more times throughout the season. But the thing is, neem oil, it, you know, it's organic. It's not going to harm you if you're spraying the plants indoors. A lot of people just try to bring them to a place where you don't spend as much time spraying them there and then bring them back after they dry. That's really up to you on how you want to do it. But I think the preemptive strike is the way to go to help protect your plants.
Yeah. Also for neem oil, should I also spray on the dirt, on the ground, because other bugs coming out from the ground.
Well, so if we have the straight neem oil is not like a drench, it's more of a suffocant. I would look at using, if you had the neem oil max, which is a concentrate, you could use that as a drench. You could also use, I was talking earlier about the mosquito bits. If you have those, you can put those in the soil, and that will kill some of the fungus gnats, some of the small insects that come out of there. So you're not worrying about them as much either. That would be a good way to take care of it as well.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right, Fred. You have a great rest of your day.
Yep. Thank you.
All right.
You.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Got about 40 minutes left in the show, so plenty of time if you have some questions. Can help you out before the show's over. And go from there. But again, our phone number, 855-660-4261. We'll take that break. Be back in a few.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And about half hour, 35 minutes left in the show. Plenty of time. If you have some questions, call us. We'll do what we can to help you out. Talking a lot about Christmas type things, Christmas trees, Christmas wreaths, greenery, all those things. The other thing, we talk about, the uses of it, but if you're using greens or those types of things to decorate around the house, use those after the season to add a little extra layer to your perennial beds. Your roses, anything that has smaller type plant, perennial type, helping just add warmth and really stability to the plant. Because what it's doing is keeping the ground the same temperature, right? It's keeping it so when it freezes, it freezes. Or when it does thaw a little bit, it keeps that base of the plant protected. So it's not going through those freeze-thaw effect every time. So it's a good way to help protect it. So don't just throw away the branches that you have. Use them. Reuse them. Okay? Reuse that green, that Christmas tree at the end of the season. Throw it out in the woods. Lean it up against something a little bit so it can create like a home for the wild birds. Some other wildlife as a little bit of a protection. Right? So those are all things that you could be doing to help protect the plants in your home. Or outside your home, too, obviously. So you talked about using wilt-proof or wilt-stop. Just this week, some of this week's looking pretty good temperature-wise. Just make sure it's not raining when you do it, right? So make sure the temperatures are above 45 degrees. And if you don't use it at all, and you use it mostly, and you have a little bit left, use it on that Christmas tree. Help protect your Christmas tree so that when it's warmed up, right, from the lights, etc., you're protecting it from having an issue. So again, I'll say it one more time. I said it early, so for those of you joining us later in the show, warm water, when you first bring your Christmas tree inside, you know, not freezing cold, not boiling hot, but warm water, a little bit warmer than room temperature, right, to help open up the pores on the inside of the plant to absorb that water a little bit easier. Treat a Christmas tree like you would treat a cut flower. Sometimes with cut flowers, you need to cut them multiple times. It's not that easy when it comes to a Christmas tree. But realize if it stops absorbing water early, like right out a day or so after, it might be an issue that you kept it without water for too long. We also want to make sure that the water levels stay high. Don't let it go below, you know, an inch left of water. Christmas trees will also, at some point, usually within the first week to 10 days, completely stop drinking water. They'll just stop completely. So come to the realization that part of it's okay. It's okay for it to stop drinking. That means it's absorbed a lot of water and it's holding it in. The other thing is, realize we just went through a major drought. And if your trees are coming from anywhere near us, they went through it as well. So they might not last as long. So it might make sense to not bring it indoors as early. Put a fresh cut before you bring it in, then put it up. So we're going to take a break. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
USA Radio News.
The Air Force unveiled its newest stealth bomber aircraft, the B-12 Raider, in Palmdale, California. The bomber was named in honor of the, quote, courageous spirit of airmen who carried out the surprise World War II Doolittle Raid. This marks the first time in more than 30 years a new U.S. bomber has been publicly unveiled. Looks like things are going to be changing with the primary.
Democrats backed the plan put forward by President Biden to allow South Carolina to host the first 2024 primary, followed by Nevada and New Hampshire on the same day, Georgia, then Michigan. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden and Prince William met at the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library in Boston. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$100,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Jenny's in Yarmouth.
Jenny, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
You had mentioned to put neem oil on plants that you bring in. I have a pot of herbs, you know, rosemary, oregano, and thyme.
Yep.
And I brought them in my sunroom, and I'm there, you don't want to spray neem oil on herbs. So what would you do?
Well, so I'm trying to understand the reason of not putting it neem oil on.
I don't know. I because it's edible. Herbs edible.
Yeah, no. So neem oil is organic.
Oh, okay.
So neem oil is not going to harm the plant or you.
Okay.
Right. So the neem oil is organic. Can be used on any of the plants, and it's a suffocant. It's a type of oil, so I wouldn't worry about it by any means if you were to use it on the plant.
Okay, I wasn't sure if it was safe or not.
No,
my herbs that I brought in.
You can definitely put it on there. I don't see a problem with it. It's not going to affect you. The other thing is a lot of herbs don't get a lot of insects, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of herbs just kind of the smell to them, etc., don't have it. But if if you're concerned, one of the things you could use would be like an insecticidal soap, right? Insecticidal soap is also an organic option.
Okay.
Sometimes there are some people that might say, that the neem oil might burn the plants. I disagree, but there's always a possibility. Just because I have one thought process doesn't mean there's another, right?
Right.
So you could look at using like an insecticidal soap on herbs.
Okay.
Versus just because it's going to do some of the same exact things and suffocate and kill any of those insects that are on there.
Okay. I usually don't put anything on. And so far I've been, you know, okay with it. I haven't seen any other infestation with the bugs on the plant.
And that's the thing, right? A lot of herbs don't have a lot of insects usually.
Yeah, I noticed that.
So you don't need it as much. That's the other thing. Like it's
okay.
It, whereas some of like your, you know, house plants, your flowering plants, those types of things, they're attracting, you know, more garden pests like aphids, white flies, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a lot of the herbs, the scent from it kind of acts as like a repellent. You know what I mean? So, so that could be one of the reasons why you haven't had to do it. You know, I'd say, you know, you don't have to reinvent the wheel with it, right? Just kind of go with what's working. But if it does, if it does have some issues, maybe just go with insecticidal soap.
Soap. Got it. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, this sounds great. Okay.
Alrighty.
Thank you, Patrick.
Well, thank you for the call, Jenny.
You're welcome. Take care.
Right. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. About 20 minutes left in the show. I will say a reminder on Christmas Day, we're not going to have a call-in show. It'll be a taped live show from the week prior. It's not going to be the same as the week prior, but we're going to do it before. Because I'm not going to lie, I'm going to enjoy Christmas with my family just like you guys will. So just throwing it out there now. So for Christmas Day, it is a Sunday. I'm not going to do what my father did when the kids were older and have to have us all wait here and there, right? Those things happen, but my little ones are so small, they want to enjoy Christmas right away, and they get up early on that day, and there's no way I could make them wait. Anyways, just want to keep that out there now. So on the show on Christmas Day, it'll be a taped live show, so no call-ins. Anyways, we do have 20 minutes left here, and we have the next couple weeks together to answer some questions, so call me at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, a lot of the plants that are coming indoors, you know, we did talk about using neem oil, but another one you could be using would be the insecticidal soap. You know, if you don't want to get the insecticidal soap, you can make it yourself. You know, get a spray bottle and dilute some Dawn dish detergent. You know, put a drop in the bucket, fill it with water, shake it up, and then spray, and there's your insecticidal soap. Insecticidal soap, it has a little bit more to it, but you get the idea. There is a soap that you could make if that's what you have. You know, keeping an eye on those little plants and making sure that those little bugs aren't just popping around. You know, the product that I think is the best can't be used in Massachusetts any longer. It's the systemic houseplant, which is an imidacloprid, right? Imidacloprid is no longer allowed to be used in Massachusetts based on the way it translocates through the plant, gets to some of the flowers, and can affect our pollinators. That being said, there's not a lot of pollinators on the indoor house plants. The original bill from the state of Massachusetts stated that imidacloprid for use in houseplants was still able to be used, but then that got changed at the last minute, so now you can't. So, it's one of those things where I think it makes more sense on the inside plants than the outside plants. I get it. The outside plants, you can see what it does to some of the bees. So, just some thoughts. Now, the sun is coming out. It hasn't completely warmed up. Still in the 30s. It's a lot different than yesterday, right? We had tons of rain, but it was warm. I mean, I think it's a great day to be out there. Get the final cleanups done. Get rid of some of those leaves or get the leaves into the garden beds. Leave them for next season. You know, with the storm, the rain and all that that just happened, the beaches are probably got a bunch of seaweed, right? Our article last week in our newsletter talked about seaweed and using seaweed. Might be a good day to go collect some and throw it on the garden for the next season. Now, usually after a storm of some sorts, it gets washed up onto the beaches. So definitely can use it. You know, I was just thinking about this because when I started talking about beaches, another use for Christmas trees is erosion control. Some beaches will actually take leftover Christmas trees and put them on the beach to help with erosion control. You can do the same thing in your backyard if you have a hill. It just kind of breaks down and does that for you. So, you know, there's so many other options at the end of when you're done with that Christmas tree. So don't just throw it on the curb. You can use it for a number of things. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We've got about 15 minutes or so left in the show. Probably time for one or two calls. But we're thinking a lot about Christmas, a lot of different things. We've talked about balsam firs, Fraser firs, the Canaan fir, the Concolor fir, Noble fir, Nordman fir, all those types. They're all out there. Definitely look at your options for trees. I know the trees are limited this year. They have been the past couple years. But just some things to be thinking about. If you're going to look for a Christmas tree, get one early, right? Get it early so you don't not have it, right? A lot of trees out there, but we want to get them early because there is a shortage. I'm seeing it all over the place. You know, some other things that we can be talking about and really looking at this time of year is the indoor flowering plants. I talked about poinsettias, but there's so many other types of flowering plants that you can use this time of year. You could use the Kalanchoe or the Calancho. Use a Christmas cactus or the Thanksgiving cactus, whichever one you want to discuss. You can use cyclamen. The poinsettias, obviously. Just to name a few. Those are some of the other flowering plants out there. You don't need to just get that. Come in all shapes, sizes, colors, everything. Tons of different options for you. So, hey, try it out. See what else you can get. Don't just get the typical. You know, there's also the amaryllis, paper whites, those bulbs. Those are nice gifts to give out, right? And take a look. Maybe you get one for somebody and one for yourself. Some of those amaryllis are real easy to grow. I did a science experiment, I believe in 8th grade, on amaryllis. It was a long time ago at this point. But what I did was I took a amaryllis bulb, placed it in one container with just soil. Then I placed another one, same style bulb, same everything, put it in a container, watered it, took care of it, did everything you're supposed to. And the one that actually grew the most was the one I didn't do anything to. So, just saying, you know, that's a nice and easy indoor houseplant to try at this point. And you can even explain that to, you give it out as a gift. Hey, I wanted something colorful. Didn't want you to have to do a lot of work. I chose this because you don't have to do much for it. They have those in containers already. They come in like a box with the color of the flower on it. But they're in a pot, in soil. The amaryllis bulb's in there. You can just give it away as a nice gift. They have some of the cool ones now where they put a wax coating on the outside of the bulb, and it holds all the moisture in it, and you don't even have to water it. You just let it grow. They all have different colors on the base, but it's a cool, different look to it. Those are some of the flowering type plants that we can use and have at this point. So just some options. Paper white's another one, right? Little bulbs you can just leave in rocks. And they grow 18 to 24 inches, have little white flowers, and then always seem to fall over. We can use twine to hold them up. You can use little grow-through rings. But that's another one that we do right now, and they're simple, easy to do, inexpensive bulbs that you can just have out on a table. Now, after this break, we're going to go into our final segment. We'll wrap it up. If you want to call us, we'll try to get you on. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll come back, wrap up the show. We'll be back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
And welcome back. We're going to go right into the phone lines. Got a couple, so I want to try to get as many done as possible. Nathan, who's up next?
Andy's in Cape Cod.
Andy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Well, thank you very much. Two quick questions. One, sure. I'd like to check on what's the best way to put my lawn to bed for the winter on Cape Cod. I have it cut fairly short now. I use Scott's four-step. I wonder what's the length I should ideally have it at before the snow comes. The second quick question is it too late to replant peonies? I've got them cut down with just a couple of inches of stalks above the ground. And if it's too late, can I do it in the spring?
So we'll start with the peonies. I'd probably wait till the spring, although you could do it now, depending upon how far down on the Cape you are. Because you haven't really had a freeze or anything like that as heavy as the more northern part of Massachusetts. Up to you on either one of those. But I like to wait so that first thing in the spring so it has all season to grow. Whereas right now, being a little bit later in the season, if we do get a freeze, it could affect some of the roots that are in shock, right?
Okay. When I replant them, if I'm taking them to, I want to take them out of here, take them down to Rhode Island to my daughter's house. Should I remove all the soil from the root ball, or should I leave it the roots, the tubers, in soil when I take them down to Rhode Island for her?
Well, so if she wants to, you know, the thing is, she could store them for the winter, right? And the best way to store them for the winter before planting them would be to let as much of the soil off as possible. So get as much of it. But I don't want you to shake it. I don't want you to try to move your fingers through it. What I want you to do is, you know, get it out of the soil. Let it sit on the driveway maybe today in the sun. Okay?
Yes.
So it'll dry that soil out and it will naturally fall off. because some of those little feeder roots are in that soil, and if we start trying to rub it off with our hands, we could break some of those, causing a little bit of shock. So that's the best way to do it. And then she could store them in a basement in like a Tupperware container with a little bit of peat moss on it, pop some holes in the top just so it has some air, and just check on them every couple weeks to make sure they're fine, and then start again in the spring without a problem.
Fine, I'll do that. Thank you. And now on the lawn.
On the lawn?
Ideally, yeah.
How tall is it right now?
Right now it's about an inch and a half. It's quite short.
That's fine. Perfect size. A lot of, you know, I would say if it was a month ago, I'd put down a final, like, winterizer down, even though you did the four-step. Five is beneficial. But at this point, the thing is, a lot of cities and towns on the Cape, because a lot of the towns are near water, they stop you allowing fertilizer to be put into the ground, like, November 15th-ish. If Falmouth specifically, I know, has specific laws about fertilizing the lawn at certain times of year and the type of grass, etc. So some of the different towns will say, as soon as this date hits, no more fertilizer can be put in. And the same goes for the spring, that you can't do it at a certain time. But it's usually about like November 15th or so, right? And then it comes back around March 15th. You just have to check your town. I just know that Falmouth has some of these rules.
I'm in Yarmouth, and they're pretty strict on it. But I don't believe that – I know they're regulating golf courses, but I don't think they're regulating individual homes yet.
Okay. Yeah, just – that. You know, I know of, in the past I've had a few callers who have said, yeah, you know, my town doesn't allow us to use it until this date or can't do it after a date. So that's why I bring it up.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right,
that's,
Andy, you have a
wonderful.
You have a great rest of your day.
Okay, and Merry Christmas to you.
You as well.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we got about less than a minute left in the show, so I'll just wrap it up. Appreciate the calls we did have. We've talked a lot about Christmas trees today. Hopefully you got some information of what to do, when to do it, and how to do it on the different styles. Hopefully you can get out there. Today's a good day. If you haven't gotten your Christmas tree, get your Christmas tree. And enjoy it. So definitely winter is coming. Get ready for it. This week will be warm, and then it looks like next week cold again. But I said that last week. Who knows? Anyways, until next week, be good to each other. Get out there, plant something, even indoors. That's fine, too. But like I said, be good to each other. We're all we got. We'll see you next week. Enjoy the week. Have a good one.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.